The question today is, does the sinner enter the narrow way when he's saved? Now, it's true there's a narrow way after a man is saved, but he must enter the narrow way before he's ever saved. I know that's against traditional thinking, but what does the Bible say? In Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14, the Bible says, "Enter ye in at the straight gate," and that's spelled S-T-R-A-I-T, which means a narrow, restricted place. "For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." You realize something, that narrow is the way that it says plainly in verse 14. Narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. Leadeth is a continuous action verb which indicates a movement along the narrow way which brings one to the point he has life. Life is not just referring to heaven, but to the point of salvation when a sinner is saved. When you're saved, you have life, eternal life. You're a new creation in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Therefore, there's a narrow way that leadeth unto life. Jesus spoke in these verses of two directions and called them ways, the broad way and the narrow way. Now, these ways lead to two gates, the wide gate and the straight gate. As I said, straight is spelled S-T-R-A-I-T, which means a narrow, restricted passage. Now, the broad way is wide enough to allow you to carry your sins and to stay with your so-called friends. On this way, you can do your own thing, as the world teaches today. Also, you could come as you are, at that type of attitude that many churches promote today. By that attitude, I mean dress and live any way you want. And that's what it's talking about. Just do what you want, and there's no respect for the house of God. Now, many say we're all worshiping the same God, and that's not so. Amen. All of these practices are popular today, but they're just practices that are on the broad way, which is the wrong way, the wrong direction. And the direction you need to follow is the narrow way, which is the right way, for it leads to the straight gate where salvation occurs and life is given. The straight gate cannot be found on the broad way, so there must be an exit from the broad way to the narrow way before one can be saved. The sad thing about this turning to the narrow way is that many claim that that's the point of their salvation experience. That's not their salvation, for they have not yet been through the straight gate, which is where salvation occurs. In fact, most people, when they backslide, they go back to the broad way, and when they rededicate, they come back to the narrow way and backslide to the broad way, and they think they're okay when they rededicate, but they're just on the narrow way that leads to the straight gate. Now, I want us to look at what happens to you as you travel that narrow way that leads to the straight gate. First of all, the Holy Spirit will teach you in the narrow way. Psalm 25:8 said, "Good and upright is the Lord, therefore will He teach sinners in the way." Theologically, I've said this before, I'll say it again. Theologically, the Bible, when it refers to a sinner, refers to a person who's not saved. One who has made a profession of faith, they call them saints. The Bible calls them saints because they've had the sanctifying work of the Spirit done in their life. Now, He'll teach you in the narrow way, but how much teaching do you need? You need enough so that the Holy Ghost can convict you and convince you of sin, righteousness, and judgment. John 16:8-11, and I'll not read those verses. Secondly, on that narrow way, the Holy Spirit will give you understanding. How much understanding do you need before you get to the straight gate? You need enough so that the Holy Spirit can convict and convince of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Now, this work is also a must for one to be saved. In the parable of the sower, Jesus said to those on the good ground, that they understand it. Matthew 13:23 said, "But he that receiveth seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Now, the good ground hearers were the only ones saved in that parable. Those stony ground hearers wasn't. The thorny ground hearers wasn't saved. And the wayside hearers wasn't saved. And it said they didn't understand. But it said those on the good ground are those that understood. And so therefore, they're the only ones saved, and it was because they had understanding in the narrow way that led to the straight gate. Jesus said in John 6:45, it is written in the prophets, and they shall all be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. That word cometh is an ETH, it's a continuous action verb, which means to travel along the path of understanding, which leads to me, Jesus said. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, when you get to Him, you have life. He that hath the Son hath life. Proverbs 21:16 states that one must travel this path of understanding if he's to be saved. Because it says, the man that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead. Thirdly, the Holy Spirit causes you to seek the Lord on this narrow way. I know Romans 3:11, as we've dealt with before in another question, says, there's none that seeketh after God. That's true of the natural man without the influence of the Holy Spirit. But when He awakens you and teaches you and enlightens you and gives you understanding, you'll begin to seek the Lord. It's His work and not yours. So when you get on the narrow way, you're headed in the right direction and you'll arrive at a destination. Now those traveling on the broad way will also arrive at a destination. That's the wide gate. That's destruction. That's where hell is, if you please, and all the wrath of God to come. But those on the narrow way who allow the Holy Spirit to work in their life will arrive at the straight gate where life is and will eventually arrive in heaven. That straight gate is the point of salvation. That's where salvation occurs. Now, both heaven and hell are real places, but that's the destinations that you'll travel. If you travel the broad way, you'll wind up in hell. If you travel the narrow way that leads to life, you'll be saved. Then there'll be a narrow way that leads you all the way to heaven, and both are real places, heaven and hell. Now, Jesus said in verse number 14, few there be that find it. That's not talking about the straight gate, but it's talking about the narrow way that leads to the straight gate. In other words, few find the narrow way that leads to the straight gate. Jesus also said in Luke 13:24, strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. In other words, there Jesus said that many of those who seek, and that's those who found the narrow way, they've already turned from the broad way to the narrow way, but they will not enter the straight gate. Why? Because they did not strive to enter. That's not talking about works for salvation. Salvation is by grace through faith. But striving means when you get on the narrow way, you're going to have to put forth a strong effort. Strain every fiber of your body, and that can only be done by the aid of the Holy Spirit, because salvation is of the Lord. But you need to put forth a strong effort to overcome the obstacles the devil has placed, and not only the devil, the world and the flesh has placed in front of you to keep you from getting through that straight gate. Therefore, Jesus is saying that few of the few will be saved. That's difficult for the religious world to accept. They cannot accept that. You say, but preacher, you make salvation too hard. No, I make it impossible with man, but all things are possible with our Lord. That's what the Lord Jesus said to His disciples in Matthew 19:26 after dealing with the rich young ruler. Look it up, and you'll see that the ruler walked away and wasn't willing to pay the price and forsake all that he had that he might have life. And whenever Jesus put the demands on him, and go sell that you've got and give to the poor, you've got another God before you, he turned and he left. And Jesus said, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter heaven. That's not some needle's eye gate over in Jerusalem where you can get down and work your way in. That's not talking about works, but it's a sewing needle, a surgeon's needle, if you please. Something that was impossible. And the disciples knew what he was saying. And they asked him, Lord, are there few that be saved? In one place he said, but said then, well, Lord, then who then can be saved? Well, nobody can, Lord, if you say that. And that's when Jesus said in Matthew 19:26, with men it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. So I'm not trying to make salvation hard. I'm just trying to make it impossible with man. You see, when men begin to put their hands up on salvation and begin their easy believism tactics, they've put aside the work of the Holy Spirit. And therefore, it's not real salvation. You've got to come God's way. And God's way is to turn from the broad way to the narrow way and then seek Him and strive to enter in let Him give you the understanding as He teaches you in that narrow way. And He'll bring you to that narrow, restricted gate that you might be saved. Well, there's a danger or warning that's following verses Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. But this warning is given in Matthew 7, 21 and 23. He said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." What a sad time it'll be when these words of verse number 23 there will be spoken to those in religion, even Baptists, if you please, even preachers who have never entered the straight gate. Listen, I tell you, we're in a mess today across this country. Oh, we're in a mess because of the fact, and there's going to be many that's going to stand there at the great white throne judgment and be cast in the lake of fire and thinking that they're okay. Lord, I prophesied, I preached, and he says, "Depart from me. I never knew you." And by the way, the Greek there, it means I never knew you at any time. It didn't mean you was saved and then was lost again, like some try to teach. That's works for salvation. And the Bible clearly says in Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, not of works, lest any man should boast. But that's preachers. It's those miracle workers. Lord, we've done him many wonderful works in thy name and cast out devils in thy name. And he says, "Depart. I never knew you. You never were saved. You never traveled the narrow way that led to the straight gate. You just didn't get saved." You realize something, there's going to be many there that day. And oh my, I know these people who are practicing easy believism, there's going to be some people that'll look over. And I know probably many of those who are practicing that, and I'll give you benefit of the doubt, but if you hear the truth and you don't turn to it, then you'll be with them there at the great white throne judgment. But the thing about it, there'll be many that'll look and say, "Why didn't you tell me the truth? You knew the truth. Why didn't you tell me the truth? You said you were saved. Why didn't you tell me the truth about the real salvation?" And so I ask you the question that was asked, does the sinner enter the narrow way when he's saved? And I'll answer that with an emphatic no. No, he must enter the narrow way before he's ever saved. And that will lead him to the straight gate, which is where salvation occurs. And then, after he's saved, there will be a narrow way to follow all the way home. You see, our God's a narrow God, and he wants you to walk that narrow way. And salvation it has to come through the straight gate. And it's not man's work, it's God's work. I beg you, don't let somebody short-circuit the work of the Holy Spirit in your life. Let them finish it. You say, "Preacher, I don't understand what you're saying." Then send us your questions. Give us questions, specific ones about these subjects we're dealing with, because we want to be of help to you. We love you. We care for you. And we're praying for you. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.